How many times we thought God will be influenced by our prayer? Yes, God will be influenced. If you sincerely, faithfully repent. Repent means say, Lord, I am weak. I can't help. I'm trying to do the right things. But why is this I am failing? Do like that. Cry to him. He will come and make you strong. Once Duryodhana was asked by Krishna Bhagwan, but why are you doing all these bad things? Duryodhanji, why are you doing all these bad things? Lord, I know this, what I am doing is adharma. I know it is wrong. But every time I do the right, something comes inside me, I do the wrong thing. The Lord smiled. What the Lord did? Smiled. Then the Lord in the end gives moksha to Duryodhana too. But you see, when your mind is blind, you can't see the perfect. Duryodhana also saw the Vishwarup of Sri Krishna. But you know, when he saw the Vishwarup, he wanted to catch him and tie him and keep him. Krishna Bhagwan just did like that and he went away. On the other hand, Arjuna also saw the Vishwarup, but he humbly prostrated to the Lord. One, when he sees and recognizes this is God, the universal being, then he really sees. The other sees God and recognizes the devil inside him. He does not see. From that point of view, in the Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna Bhagwan says, I have not yet shown my Vishwarup to anybody. Arjuna, it is only you who have seen it. Meaning, that does not mean the other fellow didn't see it, because he showed to Duryodhana also. But Duryodhana didn't see God. What he saw? Something else but God. From that point of view, he's only showing it to Arjuna. Who's showing it to Arjuna? That means God himself deluded Duryodhana. Because God was seated in his heart, but he didn't make him open his heart. Here, because the man was pure and he was prepared to do his duty, the Lord was seated in his heart and opened his heart. And through intellectual discrimination, made out this is the universal God. Lord. And when you get your mind this purified, again and again dip it in the dye of God's name or names, Sahasra Vishnunam, Sahasra Sivanam, recognizing these thousands of names is God's, and take any name as long as you think of the divine Sat, Chit, Anand, then your mind is pure. And when your mind gets pure, God becomes your slave. Then God becomes your slave, because he knows that he does not have to perform adharma. God will never go with a person who got adharma, impure mind, because he knows, God knows, this fellow will make him do all the wrong things. If you have a friend, you think if you know that fellow is going to go and steal and tomorrow he's going to, most probably he'll get caught and he'll be in jail, you think you're going to go with him? God knows this. I will not go with an impure man, though I'll give him Shakti to live, but I will not go with him. I will not reveal myself, because somehow he'll make me do adharma. So I'm not going to associate those people who do adharma. Until this such time comes, you and I will not get God. Forget it. Otherwise God will not be light. God must be darkness. Just God is like the sun that does not know what darkness is. And you can never put darkness on that which is light. Having this at the back of your mind, let us proceed. What? How? To purify our hearts. But one most important element Arjuna had, and that was grace. What? What is grace? Grace is that which sustains you through thick and thin to do the right thing called dharma. Through thick and thin. It is called a kind of strength that will always keep you afloat. No matter how stormy the sea of samsara is, it will not let you drown. And that grace has come to you and me in the form of human being. In the form of human being. Because the animals haven't got that. They are still led by instinct. We are quite distinct from animal because we got intellect. We all pray, you know. But I tell you, our prayer is so weak that we can never get hold of the most strong one. It reminds me of a man. A neighbor said, you know, look, it's going to be drought. Very, very remote places you get farm. Dig a well. So this man said, what dig a well? Why to dig a well? What are you going to dig a well for? I'll get water from the neighbors. Again, I'll get water from the neighbors. So one day what happened? He came from work and he found his whole house aflame. Fire. Angar jarta hua, unko ghar jart laga. Fire. Then you know what he's doing? Oh God, please God, come rain, come. Please God, come rain, come. So the neighbors came, you fool. Now you calling for rain. If you dug the well, you don't have to pray for rain. So you are lazy when the time when he asks you to dig the well, now let everything go to ashes. Now let everything go to ashes. So if God has given you time, the opportunity, He made you strong, you must work hard to purify your mind. You must work hard to accumulate wealth. And when the time, when the house is on fire, means when your old age come, when your bad times come, you got the well, you won't pray, Bhagwan, Lakshmi ma hamar ghar aao, Lakshmi. Jable aap Lakshmi aayega ghar apne aap chal jayega sab chhod dal ke. You will leave everything and go. By the time Lakshmi come to your house, is gone. So what's the use praying? You think God is so fool? You know, just lately I was laughing. Everyone said must do rain prayer. I also went to do rain prayer. So every time we did rain prayer, I said, God, please, we want rain. In the evening, He's sure to come, but drizzle only. So somebody came and told me, look, catchment area it must come. I said, don't worry about the catchment. He's catching you people now. All these days, the water he was wasting. Our government makes a big cistern. And 2 gallons of water goes down. Now they want to put bricks, half bricks, and make the system small. See, and they waste the grace when you got it. Bring disgrace on grace itself. But when a time when you start suffering, kya ho gaya? Then you pray to God, God, give me rain. He's not such a big fool. He'll compromise with you because he feels love for you somehow. But he will let you suffer. So that you will here learn to be next time pure and perfect. There was once again another one. This little girl said, oh God, my brother catches bird and kills bird. He's putting trap. Don't let the birds go there. Don't let. Every day there's bird in there. One day she got cross. And she came back. She went out and came back. Mother said, why are you so happy today? He said, you know what, ma? From today, brother not going to catch bird. Huh? What you did? He said, first I prayed, I got so fed up. What you did? I went and kicked the trap and everything. All is broken. And now no birds will come and I'm quite happy. So, what you can do, what you're asking God to do? Why don't you wake up and do it yourself? What you can do, God has given you the grace in the form of strength. So you can do it, wake up, go, do it. Kick. If you must kick. Because that is the right way to do. Dharma has to be practiced. Until you cannot practice, God will have Himself practice it for you. Or do it for you. Where man fails, God takes over. As long as man does not fail, God will not ever take over. So this conception, take it out of your head. Please, I beg you. Maybe you won't understand what I am saying. You may get a little bit of happiness of praying, but you won't get God. And you know this song, this Vijan Pillai sang just now. He said that this world is like a deep, dark pond. But then she's talking lies. Because she likes this world. She's only bluffing because everyone's singing the tune. You know, this world is so dark, my Lord. One time when you come out from the temple, hey, yala, get all the thing what you got. Why you burst my temple? Why you came in my yard? And yet the world is so dark. You say, why you came in my yard? Why you bust the tamla? Why are you taking my money? Then you're asking God, God, who's going to save me from this? He must be laughing if he's sitting somewhere, you know. He say, there's play so much in this world, they still stop not playing even in my place. Ramakrishna said to Mother Sharda, thought, word and deed. When your thought, word and deed unifies, then only your prayer will be answered. Some people take the scripture and they carry on, you know, reading and reading and reading and reading. Up till now that poor prayer is dead. Not yet living. The mantra is supposed to be living. He is dead as doo-doo. The gods that we prayed, their poor things are dead as doo-doo. Because we treat it like that. It's not the fault of God. God thinks, you see, even if you take two stones, and why Rishi says to you, oh, come my child, there is going to be light here. There's going to be light here. And if you're going to hold it loud, there's going to be light, nothing will happen. Take the stone and hit it. There has to be light. So when you go to God, practice the right thing. Do the right thing. Then only God shall come.